SEC settles Coinbase lawsuit over Gensler's lost texts. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission has settled a lawsuit brought by Coinbase over text messages the agency lost from former chair Gary Gensler and other officials. The settlement, filed Wednesday and reported by Cointelegraph on July 23, 2026, has the SEC paying $150,000 in legal fees and committing to fix the record retention failures that caused the loss. The messages in question were the SEC's own, not Coinbase's. Nearly a year of communications from Gensler and other staff went missing, covering what Coinbase's chief legal officer described as the most intense period of the anti-crypto campaign. The exchange had sought those records in litigation, and the agency could not produce them. A records failure, the SEC's own watchdog flagged. The settlement follows a 2025 report from the SEC's internal watchdog that blamed avoidable errors in the agency's record management for the loss. That report gave Coinbase the documentation it needed to press the case, an official finding that the regulator had failed to preserve communications it was legally obligated to keep. Federal agencies operate under record retention rules that require them to hold on to official communications, including text messages, for defined periods. The watchdog's conclusion that the deletions were avoidable rather than the result of a technical accident is what turned an internal embarrassment into a settlement with a private litigant. The two-year lawsuit ends with modest financial terms. $150,000 is a rounding error for a federal agency, and the number matters less than what it represents. The SEC conceding, in a court filing, that it lost records it should have kept, and agreeing to change how it handles them going forward. Part of a broader Coinbase discovery push. The lost texts were one thread in a wider effort by Coinbase to document how regulators treated the crypto industry during the previous administration. Through its litigation and records requests, the exchange also surfaced dozens of so-called pause letters, correspondence that Coinbase argues shows a coordinated effort to discourage banks and firms from serving crypto companies. That campaign has landed differently under the current SEC leadership, which has taken a friendlier posture toward the industry. Enforcement actions that define the Gensler years have been wound down or dropped, and settlements like this one read as part of a reset rather than a contested fight. The agency is closing out disputes rather than defending the record of the prior regime. For Coinbase, the value was never the $150,000. It was the public confirmation that the agency prosecuting the industry could not account for its own internal communications during the same window. That is a reputational data point the company can point to for years. The record-keeping test, the SEC failed itself. The irony is hard to miss. The SEC spent years pursuing crypto firms in part over record-keeping and disclosure failures, including headline fines against banks and brokers for staff using unmonitored messaging apps. Here, the regulator itself failed the same basic test. For crypto users, the practical lesson sits one level down. Record-keeping obligations do not disappear because a counterparty is large or official. Exchanges, card issuers, and custodians all sit under retention and reporting rules, and the quality of those records is what determines whether disputes get resolved cleanly. When a provider cannot produce a transaction history or a communication trail, users are the ones left without recourse. That is one reason the custody model behind a card or account matters. Custodial platforms hold your balance and your records. If their systems fail or their books go dark, you depend on them to reconstruct what happened. Users who prefer to keep control can look at self-custody options, where the on-chain record is public and does not rely on an intermediary's retention policy.